Greetings, I am Nick.
And I'm Ryan.
And you have downloaded a new issue of All Access Nerds. As a matter of fact, this is issue 30?
Yeah.
Big 3-0.
Big 3-0, yeah.
Wish I was... Oh, never mind.
I wish I was 30. You know, I am only 26, so I've got four more years. It'd be exciting stuff.
I wish I was 30 again.
I think that's coming out 30 times two. Nah.
Easy now.
Don't go into that.
Throwback or Sparky.
But yeah, 30 is pretty cool. It's a new, you know, got a new digit there and moving up in the world. So yeah. Good stuff.
I'm glad we're sticking with this and making more.
Yeah, absolutely. It's good to keep recording and, you know, giving the content out to the listeners who are highly thrilled about it, I'm sure. We just haven't got the emails yet. I'm sure they're in the pipeline.
That brings me to something there. We don't know if they're listening or not.
This is true.
I looked on iTunes, and there are no new ratings.
Ah, okay.
So guess what? Nobody won the contest.
Yeah.
So I will keep my prize.
Yeah.
And we'll recycle it for another time.
Yeah, yeah. iTunes is something else. Like, we're still trying to crack the code that is iTunes, because I see that on Podomatic, where we post it. I mean, this week, I think it was like 19 or so downloads in one day. Several visitors through different days. So through Podomatic, and I guess through maybe different apps and stuff like that, you know, because that's where it pulls from, not necessarily all iTunes. So I guess it's just Apple. People who use iPhone products and Apple products just don't like our content. So,
but I use Apple and I like our content.
Yeah. But yeah, so there are some people, but it's just iTunes, I guess. It's just an odd thing. And a lot of people, I remember we talked about Podcast Movement. There was a whole panel, a whole thread, a whole class and teaching specifically on iTunes. It was crazy. And so yeah, it's a lot of stuff that goes into it, so we're still trying to figure that out. But yeah, you know, eventually we'll get there. Eventually, you know, people will check us out on iTunes and it'd be cool. But at least we're getting some people somewhere somehow listening.
That's good.
Yep,
that's good.
But tell your iPhone friends. You got friends that have iPhones, tell them. You know?
Tell them what?
Tell them to listen to us. Check us out. iTunes. All the good stuff.
Even if they're not on iTunes, they can still listen to us.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
But let's dive into some comic books.
Yeah.
I'll let you go first.
Okay.
I'll let you go first, but why don't you go first, Ryan?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sorry.
Yeah, definitely. Because I know usually, as the fans know as well, you always have more than me, so that's fine. But yes, this time... I have a Secret Empire 4 and 5, and I see that's on your list as well, so we can actually converse about it, which is good. So, yeah, rather than back-to-back, kind of breeze through 5 a little bit more. It didn't seem like I was kind of missing out on too much, because I was like, okay, well, this, all right, I'm skim through this and move on through this. 4 was okay. We saw Ultron, who's also Hank Pym, who might be Hank Pym, who's also Ultron. It's hard to explain, hard to see, hard to know. They're keeping that, I guess, still a mystery. Is it actually Ultron, or is it just Hank Pym, or whatever? There's some kind of like weird fusion thing that went on.
Yeah, I think he merged with Ultron to keep Ultron in check.
Okay.
But Ultron's personality is still screwing with Hank.
Yeah, yeah. He seemed not all there. He seemed very like almost like Joker kind of style, just losing his mind and freaking out and very like temperamental. But... overall, it was a good issue. It was strange just to see that whole, because like Hank Pym set up this little city thing, and he rebuilt the Avengers Mansion, all to have the Avengers over to have them meet up and talk things through and stuff. And it was like, it's kind of weird, that aspect, but it was cool to kind of see some of the dynamics from the characters, and kind of Tony went off for a little bit and talking about his history in the past with Hank, and it was good for that. Like, you got a little bit of a history lesson, I guess, with the Avengers and how the dynamic was there. But, yeah, it ended really strange. Like, I didn't understand fully what happened, because all of a sudden they're yelling, they're arguing. Scott, what's his name? Scott, what's Scott, the other Ant-Man?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, that's Scott. Other guy, Ant-Man, new Ant-Man, whatever we call him. He was talking with Hank, one-on-one kind of thing. And then he's like, okay, and he does something. And then I think he teleported some people. I don't know. Like, all of a sudden, they stop fighting. Like, everything is fine. No more fights. Everybody's cool. It was really strange. And they had dinner together. Really strange. I don't know. But it was interesting. And 5 was just, it seemed like a lot more of the political side of things and the spy espionage kind of stuff of somebody's getting intel, and we have Wakanda and how they're going to play a role with the little shard that they have, and they're trying to stay neutral, and Namor, I think that was in 4 or 5, but Namor is now, yeah, it was 5. Namor is kind of giving side to Hydra Cap, and it was, I don't know, it was just seemed too much spy espionage, because then you got Black Widow, she's on the inside, pretending to be captured by somebody to get more intel and to, you know, mess with people's minds. I don't, it's just not really my kind of thing to have the, you know, the stealth mission kind of stuff and the spy espionage and the political stuff in a book. It's not really for me. And then at the very end, spoiler alert, I guess, maybe? I don't know. The big thing, like, you know, most of the time at the end of every issue, they have some kind of big cliffhanger, some kind of big thing happening. And this in 5 was just Bruce Banner is in a room as, you know, himself, normal so far. And that was it. Like, he's on Hydra. He's captured by Hydra, maybe?
I think he's captured. They get ready to piss him off and make him do their bidding.
Okay. And yeah, and in 4 you saw something about, oh, we have someone on the inside. That was like the big cliffhanger, which I think we found out in 5 was Mockingbird, it seemed like. Because that was my illusion. Because when they said that in 4, and I'm like looking at the team on Iron Man's side of stuff, I'm like, okay, who could be on the inside? Quicksilver, no. I think it's Mockingbird. It makes sense for her. And then in 5, it looked like she gave the call. She says, we have 2 of the shards. Mission is a go. And then all of a sudden, Hydra Cap attacked 13 Iron Man's team and kind of did some destruction on them.
I think it's the Falcon.
Really?
Yeah. The one that's with Tony Stark and them, who doesn't really want to be there.
Yeah.
I thought he was the one. But you know what? It's a shame that there is so much confusion.
Yeah.
In this book. It's like there's a movie, you know how they make movies and they cut sections of the movie out?
Yeah, yeah.
It ends up on the floor, as they say.
Yeah.
It's the same principle that's happening here. It's like there's so much going on. Like, oh, we can't really put that in there. Let's leave that out.
Mm-hmm. It's very scattered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you're having trouble following along with it, because so am I. I thought it was just me and I felt kind of dumb. So I'm glad you're having issues too.
Yeah.
I don't know where it's going.
Yeah.
I'm wasting, what, $5 of every few weeks on this daggone thing, and I don't know where it's going.
Yeah. I mean, like, there's also, like, the sub-story of Steve Rogers and I think another Falcon and maybe Bucky. They're in the forest, and they're kind of laughing and having a good old time and just kind of catching fish together and camping, and it's kind of strange, but yeah.
A little male bonding.
Yeah, it's male bonding in the forest. I mean, that's what people do, I guess, maybe. But yeah, so, and I don't think they've, at least from what I recall, I don't think they've referenced who those guys are.
They haven't.
Yeah, they've just shown up, yeah. But it could be, you know, Falcon, Sam Wilson, and, you know, James Buchan, Bucky. So we'll see when that actually turns up. I mean, there's a good chance it's them, because this one guy who's got long black hair, and another guy who looks just like Sam Wilson, black guy, and just, I mean, there's a good chance it makes sense for it to be Falcon and the Winter Soldier. But they haven't revealed it yet. We'll see what happens.
The worst part about this comic book series is that we know from past experience that everything is going to change at the end.
Yes, yeah.
And part of that problem is Marvel is already soliciting their next series called, I think it's Legacy. Marvel Legacy.
Yeah, yep, yep.
Which I'm sure we'll get into later.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm very disappointed in the Secret Empire. It started off really strong with some, you know, some WTF issues and moments in the comic books. And there's not that going on.
Yeah. It's big time letdown. But I don't know. I've said it many times. And so far, unless this one hooks back around, because I think there's going to be 10 issues, at least right now, it's set to have 10 issues. And we're just on 5. So we're right at the middle point. We'll see what happens. I mean, they could turn it around. But usually, as you know, a lot of Marvel fans talked about, you know, reading these events, they start off really good and they kind of lull off a little bit. And then Marvel can't decide if they want, you know, 10 issues or 9 issues. So they kind of make some changes at the end. So we'll see what happens there. And hopefully it ends strong. But I don't know. You're losing a lot of readers. So I don't know if that's gonna make it. But we'll see. I'll at least keep reading it. Check out 6 when it comes out and 7. But yeah. So Secret Empire. Yeah. We'll stay tuned reluctantly because we got this far. And hopefully it picks up.
Yeah.
But yep, that's all I got for comic reviews this week. I do have some comic news stuff. But I'll let you talk about your reviews.
All right. So we talked about the Secret Empire. 4 and 5. I'll take it off my list. 4 and 5, I was disappointed, like we said. Right now, I'm going to stick with it like you are, just to, I don't want to say see what happens. I'm not sticking with it because I'm got to see what happens in the next book. I can't wait for it to come out.
Mm-hmm.
It's just because I'm mildly curious and I've invested money and time and I want to see where it goes. It's kind of, I don't have any passion in
it. Yeah.
I'm just reading it like I'd read the obituary in the newspaper.
That's Marvel for you.
Mm-hmm. So I picked up Defenders number one. I picked up a lot of them, but we'll go with Defenders number one. Picked it up one because it's number one. TV show's coming out. A lot of times I pick up the books more as an investment.
Mm-hmm.
So I doubt the Defenders be an investment. I did notice, though, when I opened up the book and looking through it, Marvel Comics used to, and I thought other comic books did it too, that they would, you would, in the small print, where it talked about the date it was printed and the address of the company, it would say, like, Defenders Volume 4, Issue 1, or Number 1. It doesn't say that. It just says Defenders, Issue 1. And I'm wondering why they don't put that on there anymore. Why it doesn't say volume? Volumes being this is the third or fourth series of Defenders.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the first Defenders comic book ever to come out.
Yeah. Could, I mean, depending on how they worded the title, if it's The Defenders or just Defenders versus what have come out in the past of The Defenders or just Defenders, that little bit may, like, they may make a big deal out of it. This is the first Defenders book, but granted, no, they had the Defenders. They've been Defenders teams before. So that might play a role. But that, or they're just like, okay, well, we're going to renumber everything, so let's just not worry about the volumes. I don't know. It's hard to say.
Yeah, and you're right. The word the may be what is throwing it off.
Yeah.
I think it was the Defenders before.
Yeah.
So now it's just Defenders. Anyway, I picked it up. It was good. It was okay. It's bringing the team together. In this book, the team is together.
Okay.
They know each other. So it's not like we have to start over again. Like, well, this is Jessica Jones, and this is what she does. And she lives over here on this part of the city, and Luke Cage lives over here, and he does this.
Mm-hmm.
And they happen to stumble upon each other. No, they already know each other. So okay. That's a good thing.
Cool. Kind of speeds it up a little bit.
Yeah. Old Man Logan, issue number 25. I picked it up because in the Old Man Logan series, before the book came out, before Secret Wars, maybe it happened during Secret Wars, we found out that Logan's family was killed by a family of Hulks.
Hmm.
In that alternate world, Bruce Banner ended up infecting a lot of people with the gamma radiation, and they became Hulks. And plus, there was a lot of inbreeding going on.
Hmm.
And so they were
making more Hulks.
Yeah, yeah. So there was a big fight. The Hulks, they were bullies. They were kind of like mobsters. We want your protection money, and we'll make sure we don't tear your house down.
Hmm.
So there was a lot of that going on. They came to Logan's ranch, and he didn't want to have anything to do with them, or they didn't have the money or something, and he wasn't there. And they ended up killing his wife and his kids.
Oh.
And he wasn't very happy, so he went on a killing spree and killed every one of them, or so he thought.
Wow. Okay.
So he went crazy, and he killed quite a few of them, all except for a baby. I don't know what the story is of this baby, but he couldn't make himself kill the baby.
Yeah,
so
too much.
He took the baby and put it someplace so it's safe and being raised okay. So that was in that Old Man Logan time frame, alternate reality, Earth, whatever. Then the Secret Wars happened, and then everything got changed, and Old Man Logan finds himself in the normal stream of the Marvel characters, and we find that some of the Hulks from that alternate reality are here also, and they are hunting him. So he's already killed a couple of them. He injured one. He went back and escaped and told them, hey, Old Man Logan is here. He's on his way. And there was a series that came out probably in the 90s called Future Imperfect, and we met the Hulk from the future called Maestro, who is Bruce Banner and very powerful.
Okay.
He doesn't take crap from anybody. In fact, he's a ruler, if you will. He's a
maestro.
Yeah. We find he is the leader of this new Hulk clan.
Okay.
That is out to do damage, and that now the Hulk is pissed off. Maestro is pissed off at his kinfolk because they went and antagonized Logan, and that's not what they wanted to do. Not what he wanted them to do. So now there's going to be a battle coming. That was issue 25. Action Comics 981 and 982. We find Superman is blind because he was in a black void, which was a phantom zone type imprisonment that was keeping General Zod prisoner. Yeah, Amanda Waller had her Suicide Squad steal this phantom zone bubble that had General Zod. And now Superman's arch enemies, General, we got Blank, Mongol,
yep,
Cyborg Superman, Eradicator, Metallo, they have all joined forces to finally defeat Superman. They're tired of it. They want him stopped.
Yeah.
And they also broke out General Zod from this Black Phantom Zone.
Okay. Wow.
In the process, and I'm spoiling this for you. You're getting ready, have you?
I'll forget by the time I do catch up.
I strongly doubt it. How far behind are you?
A lot.
Superman's one of your favorite books.
Yeah, I know. Yep.
In the process, they broke out General Zod. Superman went to stop them, and he got caught in this black zone, Black Phantom Zone. Once he got out, he found that he was blind. Doesn't know why. He's done tests. He went back to his Fortress Solitude, and he can't figure out why that he's blind. In the meantime, we find General Zod, Blank, Mongol, the whole group has gotten together, and they went to the Fortress Solitude to confront Superman. This happened in issue number 982. They're going there to beat his butt because they are tired of him. They decide this is it. We're done. And there's technology there in the Fortress Solitude that'll help us take over the planet.
Hmm.
So that's where they went to Fortress Solitude. So Superman is literally fighting blind.
Wow.
No pun intended.
Yeah. Maybe some pun.
Maybe some.
Maybe some pun.
And he's using all of his other senses, his hearing, and I guess, I don't know if his taste, I don't think he's licking anybody, but his smell.
In the 80s, he would. I'll tell you that. 80s and 70s. It's a weird time for Superman. I'll admit that.
We've already talked about his strange powers.
Yes.
But he's using his other senses to fight these guys. And he tells his little robot that he's got working for him there in the Fortress Solitude, send out code whatever. And what it comes out to be is a, what do you want to call it? A distress signal.
Okay.
And at the end of that issue, as Superman's getting beat down, something fierce. I mean, these guys are just getting ready to kill him because he can't see what he's doing.
Yeah.
He doesn't even have heat vision. It's gone. He can't do anything.
Yeah, that's my guess. Just heat vision them all.
And the problem is, too, he couldn't fly away because he can't let them get into the Fortress Solitude.
Yeah, there's all kinds of technology and stuff in there that can't fall in the wrong hands.
And for some stupid reason, we have his wife and son are at the Fortress Solitude also.
Oh.
Which, this is stupid because they did the same thing in an issue of Justice League a couple weeks back,
mm-hmm.
where Superman is at the Watchtower,
mm-hmm.
and the Justice League is there, and this virus breaks out. Mm-hmm. And so nobody can leave. And they're like, well, we have to get to school. It's like, why are you there anyway? Why are you at the Fortress Solitude?
Yeah, bring your family to work day.
So they tag along. So anyway, at the very end of that issue, they're getting ready to destroy Superman, finally. And somebody says, nope, you're not going to do that. And it happens to be Lex Luthor in his armor.
Okay, okay.
We have the new Superman, the guy from China.
Ah, yeah.
Which, that's the first time I think I've seen him in the Superman book since.
Yeah, he may have been in crossover at some point. Early on. But so? Yeah, if I recall correctly.
We have Supergirl, Superwoman, and Steel.
Okay, cool. Got the whole gang.
Yeah,
so, I like it.
Yeah, so that was pretty intense there. The problem I'm having is I'm trying to weed out some comic books.
Mm-hmm.
Superman Action Comics is one of those I want to get rid of, but I like it.
Yeah.
I can't stop buying it.
Awesome.
So good. I'm hooked. Hear. I'm a fan.
Awesome.
Even the Superman title, I'm like, but I'm still a fan. I'm not a super big fan of Superman.
Yeah.
But I enjoy the titles. I enjoy the writing is good. The artwork is decent. I like the storylines. I'm hooked.
Awesome. That is good to hear. I'm happy to hear that.
However, speaking of dropped books, I did drop Daredevil.
Oh, yeah. I remember talking about that one.
I did drop Elektra. I'm dropping the Justice League.
No.
Yes.
Don't drop them.
It's not holding my interest anymore.
What about Justice League of America?
I bought issue one. That was as far as I got.
Okay.
I'm not buying any of those.
Okay.
I don't care about them.
I think that's all there is. Just JLA and Justice League right now. Yeah. There's no Justice League China or Canada yet. Maybe. China. We'll see what happens.
You never know. So, and I also dropped All-Star Batman.
Okay. I mean, if you want to, keep reading it for a little bit. There's actually only going to be like two or three more issues.
Really?
Yeah, they're canceling that one. Yeah. So, you might want to stick it out just a smidge. Because they're, it's going to get canceled here, I think, at some still in the 20s, so at least less than 5 books. I think if I recall correctly, it was like 27 or 28 or something. But yeah, so because I think they're all at 25 right now. So if you could stick it out just a smidge more, you'd have the full run, and you could just sell it all together.
No, it's not worth the $5 a cover.
Yeah, that's
price
true.
To
that's
pay
true.
For it. There's also a series we talked about before, and I'll wrap it up after this. Dark Crystal. Jim Henson's Dark Crystal comic books.
Yeah.
From continuing on from the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Like years later.
Puppets.
Yep. 12 issues once a month. Issue number 4 came out, and I decided I'm going to drop it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't stand it. The artwork's making me sick.
Oh, man.
The storyline is stupid. It's not worth the $4 or $5 a month I'm spending on that one.
Yeah. We'll see if that even finishes up the whole limited series. But
yeah, I can't see it last 12. They may do it just because they're on contract, but
yeah, yeah.
The book, it's gotten to the point where it sucks. It's nothing at all like the movie. They've introduced the old characters, and they brought in a bunch of new ones, and they've split off and say, okay, we got these two new characters. We're going to follow them and talk about them.
Ah. It's like, I don't care about these characters. I'm reading this for the old characters. And yeah. Then they're like, here, no. Hey, here's new characters. Love them. No. Yep, I know how that goes.
So that is all I have for comic books this week. I take that back. I have one last thing.
Okay.
There's a TV show that used to come on the Sci-Fi Channel called Stargate Universe.
Yeah. Remember that?
There is now a Stargate Universe comic book.
Really? Yes. Is that recent or is that older?
This is recent. This is just within the last couple weeks. I think it was last week.
Oh, okay.
Come out through American Mythology Productions.
Huh.
It literally continues where the TV show left off.
Okay. Picks up right then?
Right then.
Okay.
Within a couple weeks.
Okay.
Because our cast is they got into stasis pods, so they're going to sleep in hibernation.
Yeah.
All except for one person, because his pod was damaged. So he had about 2 weeks to fix the pod or fix the energy problem on the ship that's caused them to go into stasis so they can survive for a couple years.
Hmm.
And so this picks up just within a couple weeks, maybe a couple months after that.
Okay.
And it talks about he's survived, how he survived. So it's really good.
Okay.
So Stargate Universe, I was very happy to see that come out. I'm
highly surprised it wasn't, who is it? Not Dark Horse. It's Dark Horse.
IDW.
Image, IDW. Maybe it is Dark Horse. A lot of times they have the rights for the TV shows, the kind of like the random that aren't really assigned to Marvel Studios or DC Entertainment or nothing like that. Usually they pick up that kind of stuff. Like I think they have Game of Thrones and Transformers, and there's a lot of them that are under the same umbrella. I'm surprised it's some indie publisher because Stargate was a huge thing. Mm-hmm. You know, it had a lot of spinoffs. There was Stargate Atlantis, I think. There was a couple more Stargates, but... Huh. But that's cool that it has a comic, and that's good so far. So hopefully that continues on, and this could be a whole new publishing company to be uprising.
I don't really see this series lasting forever.
Okay.
I really don't, only because the storyline.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You can only, even a TV show, it's a starship, which you can bring things, you have conflict in the starship, what goes on with the cast and the crew.
Yeah.
You can bring things to the ship and cause problems. And the ship is on a strict, the ship is on a course. They can't really change it.
Okay.
During the last season, they were able to figure out how they can change the course of the ship, the direction of the ship.
Okay.
But then the series ended. Hmm. So there's not too much you can really have go with that. I don't see it lasting forever.
Okay.
But personally, being a big fan of Stargate Universe, I was quite happy to see it come out.
Awesome. Well, that's cool.
And that's all I have to say about comic books.
Okay. Well, I do have some comic book news stuff. So, did you read, I think it was Mighty Thor 20? I want to say it was super recent, either this week or the last week.
I'm sure I did.
Okay. Because it was a new Thor.
Yes.
Yeah, there was a new Thor that actually was revealed. Did you see that?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yes, I did read it.
Yeah, I was reading some stuff about it. And it was talking about this character, Volstagg. And I like Thor the character, but I don't know all his mythology, his background, everything. So it said this character's name, and I'm like, who's this guy? And I looked him up, and he's the big bearded guy from the movie. So he is a pretty big character within the Thor universe. So that's cool. And he's now War Thor, I guess.
Yep.
And he has, I think he has a hammer. Doesn't look like the hammer, because I think that's still Captain America has that, or Cap Hydra, Hydra Cap has that for right around somewhere. He's got it near his base. He's just sitting there.
Yeah, he just left it laying there on the ground we see.
Yep.
Actually, the hammer that the War Thor has is from the Ultimate Thor.
Yes,
from his universe.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Ultimate Thor. He died. Thor. That's the one that...
he's not dead. He's not dead. They said he's not dead. He's on Earth. We find out. He's actually crossed into this current universe, 616. That was reading an article about it, and he was... Ultimate Thor is not dead.
Well, he died in the Secret Wars, and his hammer came into our universe.
It was shown to believe that he died. It was one of those whole things. And then, yeah, I guess he's still alive. But, yeah, this other guy has his hammer. So, yeah, we mentioned it a little bit. Actually, let me switch over to something else quick. Wonder Woman 26, and then for comic books, I landed on this big one. So, yeah, Wonder Woman 26 is actually getting a new creative team. So it'll be coming out actually next month. So July 12th is when it's coming out. It's a new creative team. And from what I've read, it's a great jumping on point. So if you haven't read any of the Wonder Woman comics yet, and you love the movie, and you're like, I don't want to start all the way at number one, I have 25 issues to read, you can start at 26 and carry on from there. Because, yeah, from what I've read so far, it's good jumping on point, which is cool. But yeah, so now going back to what I was just about to say. Marvel Legacy renumbering. You mentioned a little bit. I wouldn't call it an event. Maybe it's an event. I don't know. It's hard to say because Marvel's odd like that. But well, it's their next thing.
Yeah, it picks up after the Secret Empire. So at the end of the Secret Empire, whatever happens there goes into Legacy.
Okay. So chances are the good guys get the cube. They put it together and then they make a switch, huge switch or something. I don't know. That's maybe Steve Rogers gets the cube because I could see him wanting to do something like that. Like, let's bring it back to the good old days or something. I don't know. But yeah, so the renumbering, all of Marvel. We won't go through it all because there was a lot of comic books that have been renumbered. You just look on Newsarama, Comic Book Resources. But you can also check Comic Book Resources, other sites like that. They have them all listed. There's a really handy guide that goes with it. So with that, they're going to have, I think it was called Avengers 1 million BC or something. I forget what it's called. But essentially, they're going to have the first Avengers team ever. And it's going to have, let me see here. It's going to have Odin, Iron Fist, Starbrand, Ghost Rider, Phoenix, Agamotto, and Black Panther. So it's going to be set in back way in the past, 1 million BC or so. I don't know. Yeah, it was super far back there. And somehow they're going to make all that stuff from prehistoric times kind of still match up to modern day times and relate to it and tie it in and all that jazz. But so yeah, very interesting stuff. We'll see how it goes. I'm not the biggest fan of that kind of stuff. It's like, okay, but it's not actually going to impact anything in the modern comics. And no. So it's going to be like a one-shot or so that may get a spin-off title down the road. I don't know. We'll see what happens. I doubt it's going to be anything crazy. It's probably going to be $8 or $9 because it'll probably be double packed or whatever. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you'll reluctantly spend the money on it. But who knows? Maybe, just maybe, it'll be a good read. But yeah, that's all I got for comic book stuff, at least.
Yeah, I don't have any comic book news except for the Legacy, and I just started reading about that, so we'll grab that in the next podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll talk more about the Legacy that's coming up.
Yeah, yeah. Seems to be interesting that they're doing it. The funny thing is, they're actually launching it with 52 titles, with a 53rd maybe announced, but maybe not. But I just think it's kind of funny, New 52 and that kind of stuff. But yeah, so that's coming up this fall, actually, from Marvel. So be the big big thing they're doing.
Please stand by.
Yes. But yeah, so TV shows?
Yeah, speaking of fall, let's dive into some TV shows.
Yeah, absolutely. Before we get to the fall, we get to July 30th. Do you know what happens July 30th?
July 30th. Nope.
Rick and Morty.
Oh, yes.
Season 3. Comes back. Yep. A lot of fans, a lot of friends of mine are loving it, so they're pretty excited. And I saw that online, and I was like, all right, send it out to all my friends, and they were pretty excited about it. Oh, yeah, you got your Rick and Morty comic. Forgot about that. Yep.
Issue number one.
Nice. I think they're up to like 20-something now, which is cool. But, yeah, so that's...
Paid a pretty penny for that, sucker.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's coming out. So if you're a Rick and Morty fan, July 30th, you can check it out, 11:30 p.m. on Cartoon Network.
Now, do you think they're going to show the one they released online?
I don't know. I don't think so. That'd be kind of
watched it.
Be kind of janked to be like, all right, here we go, new episode. Unless they do it with that and another one. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like it'd be cool. Maybe at like 11 p.m. they'll have that one airing because it was, I think, the season premiere, and then have the next episode come out 11:30. So, yeah, I didn't actually see that. I forgot to look that up. But yeah, so July 30th, we'll see. New episode of Rick and Morty. Yeah, because it was talking about new episodes, so I do not think the 11:30 episode will be that one, because they did mention new episode, and it's not new, because it's already been shared, but
okay,
yeah, maybe they'll show it beforehand, which would make sense. TV show stuff, I have that, and I mean, I watched Doctor Who, but yay, I'm still two episodes behind, so don't have too much to go into that yet. I did see, I think, maybe possibly some pictures and some online photos that may have been, my guess was correct about some stuff, but I don't want to know just yet until I see how the story progresses.
Yeah, I don't want to know either.
Yeah, so.
Because tonight's the season finale, I am caught up, so I know what's happened so far.
Okay.
And I can't talk about it.
Thank you, I appreciate it. but yeah, so moving on from there, did you hear live action Jetsons series is coming out? It's in the works. Yeah. Hey,
George Jetson.
Yeah.
I love
that
show.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a live action one coming out. It's, yeah, it's in the works. So I think it's super early in the process. I think they might have a director. I think they said Zemeckis or some, I don't know. I don't know who that is. But I think that's about all they have is executive producer or something, maybe. But yeah, so it's going to be a live action Jetson. Hopefully it's better than the live action Archie. Or Riverdale, which actually is going to have a season two. I saw that. I
Who's up. Watching it?
I don't know. I'm like, what are they doing? Like, how is there... Just replace it with, like, another superhero show. That's what we need. We need more superhero shows. Mm. But, yeah, I guess they have to have a little bit diversity with that. Because CW is, pretty much just turning into a DC television, which I'm okay with. But maybe not everyone is. So, but, yeah, TV shows, actually, that's all the news that I've seen and reviews. I guess Silicon Valley season finale was awesome. Hilarious if you watch it. If you haven't watched it, check it out. It's on HBO. Silicon Valley. Hilarious, hilarious show.
Well, I got a couple TV shows just to skim over real quick.
Uh-huh.
TV show, how about The Orville by Seth MacFarlane coming on Fox this fall. He's a starship captain.
Yes. Yeah, I've heard about it. Very interesting that they're doing that because it's also the same time that they're having a Star Trek show coming out. And it's going to be like a ripoff kind of satire of Star Trek.
I would call it a ripoff. It's they're a parody, if you
will. Yeah, a parody, yeah.
And it's intentional.
Yes, yeah.
And speaking of Star Trek Discovery, that comes out on September 24th on CBS.
Okay.
And after that comes out, it's going to be coming on only CBS All Access.
Ah.
So you have to pay to watch it. They're going to get you hooked.
Yeah.
And then they want your money after that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not very happy about that.
Yeah, it's kind of jank, but... It
makes me want to find some pirate friends.
Yeah, maybe they'll, I don't know, maybe they'll release it on Netflix, maybe when it's all said and done. But I actually don't think there are any CBS shows. Because of the success of Netflix and Hulu, like, everybody's trying to have their own platform like that. So, and when there's too many, like, I mean, there's Amazon Prime, HBO Go, I mean, that they all have their own... it's just like you can't replicate what Netflix has done, and they're already so much in the lead that you can't catch up to them either. So kind of sucks that they're pulling that. I mean, but on the flip side of that, I'm also super excited for the DC platform that they're having. So yeah, a little biased there, but I'll admit that.
Well, on the DC platform, I looked up and saw that Supergirl comes out on October 9th.
Yeah.
We'll come out this later. Well, they're owned by...
Yeah, but I'm saying the DC platform, as in they're having their own streaming service in 2018.
Are they?
Yeah, yeah. I mentioned that a while back.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Teen Titans Young Justice is coming back, and they're going to have the Teen Titans TV show. So, yeah, on their DC platform.
Well, speaking of DC.
Yes.
We'll say that.
CW things.
Supergirl comes out on October 9th, Legacy and The Flash on the 10th of October, and Arrow on the 12th of October.
Awesome. So, pretty much same week, right? Is that the same week?
I believe so.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So, all in 1 week. Awesome. Cool, cool, cool.
So, if you're a Gotham fan, that comes back on September 28th.
Okay.
Which I watched the first couple seasons and kind of got disinterested in it.
Yeah. I've only watched the episodes with the Joker in it.
It's kind of hard to watch a show from the past.
Yeah.
That you already know how the characters are in the future.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And they've even said, like, this isn't a Batman TV show. This is not him. You, at least in, I think, season two, because season one, they still wanted to, like, get people's hopes up. But in season two, the showrunners, the executive producers and directors, people, writers, they even said, like, nope, this is not Batman. Plans of right now, back to season two, you will not see him, you know, put on the outfit, the costume. He's kind of doing some training from what I've seen.
Yeah,
in recent seasons, he's doing some fighting and crime fighting kind of stuff and kind of trying to. But yeah, he's not going to be Batman because he's still like 14 or 15 years old.
Teenager.
So yeah, they'd have to jump through the age pretty heavy, or have the show running for like nonstop for that to catch up. But yeah, that's cool. It's coming back September time. We have a long time. Game of Thrones will be out here next week, actually, which is cool. The 16th. So that's pretty much the only exciting thing for TV shows. Yeah, July 16th.
2 weeks.
But by the time this is posted.
Wait a minute. We're not that
It'll smart. Probably be in the past. But yeah. So yeah.
That's all I have for TV.
Yeah, that's all I got as well. Right now, summertime and TV just don't really go hand in hand, unfortunately. I think, what's it called? Mr. Robot might be coming back, but I still need to watch season 2. I need to catch up on that, binge watch it. I have it. I just haven't actually watched it yet. I need to catch up on that. And then I think season 3 is coming out here soon. But I've kind of stayed away so that I don't see spoilers. Yeah. But movie stuff.
Go ahead.
Movie stuff. We got some trailers this week. That's exciting stuff. Because, June was later June, I guess. At least for me. Transformers, I still haven't seen it. There was another June movie I still haven't seen either. I don't know. But trailers. Jumanji trailer came out. Did you see it?
I saw it.
You saw it? Awesome. What'd you think?
I'm not real impressed.
Oh.
I know they modernize it.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with that. I understand.
Mm-hmm.
It's got The Rock in it.
Yeah.
It's got Karen Gillian in it. I'm okay with it.
Yeah. Kevin Hart and Jack Black. I love every single cast that they've, you know, the big names on it. They were talking about a while back, and I've seen pictures, and I follow The Rock on Instagram, and so I've seen a lot of it. This is the first trailer I've seen, which is awesome. And through all the stuff that I've, you know, looked up on it, they haven't said anything about how they're actually doing it. Check out the trailer. It's not really a big spoiler, it's just a trailer, but watch the trailer first if you want to. But they're actually going to be doing like a body switch thing. Yeah, they're like inhabiting the avatars because it's like a video game thing now, which is cool.
It's
I like that.
Board game.
Like,
it's sweet. A video game. That's why I say they modernized it.
I like that aspect.
It's crazy.
And they've actually like you see them like choosing their characters at first, and they're like, okay, I'll pick this guy. And so like you know one of these teenagers, all teenagers, jump into like The Rock, become The Rock. One becomes Kevin Hart. One becomes Karen Gillan, and one becomes Jack Black. And it's actually like the like almost seems like a cheerleader, high school cheerleader kind of coach or something like that becomes Jack Black. And so that was hilarious, just that aspect of.
Kind of a preppy type person.
Yeah, yeah. She makes a joke
about... It's all about me attitude.
Yeah. She makes a joke about, like, I'm now a middle-aged fat guy or something like that. And I'm just like, Jack Black really has to be confident with himself knowing, hey, I was casted because I was a middle-aged fat guy. And that line is actually going to be in the movie.
Hmm.
But, yeah, he's a funny guy. So he understands that, which is cool. But, yeah, so that's going to be coming out, I think, this December, Christmas time. So I'm really excited for it. It looks awesome. I love every single one of those actors, and to see them all together is just like so cool. So moving on from there, Inhumans trailer, let's bring it down a little bit because unexciting things and boring stuff like the Inhumans.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch the trailer?
I've seen the trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's been a couple of different ones.
Yeah, they had a big one come out this week that kind of like you saw more into it. Yeah, I wasn't impressed. As to be expected for me with Inhumans, I was like, all right. I mean, it's cool the way they're going to do it. Like, they're going to actually have the first episode on IMAX, and then they're going to be having it, what is it? And then they're going to be starting the show on CBS.
ABC.
ABC. Same thing. I could...
No.
Essentially the same thing. But
Disney owns ABC.
Yeah, that's true. ABC. So they'll be on ABC. And yeah, it's just, I don't know. Just not really my thing. But, I don't know. Maybe we'll watch the IMAX. Maybe I'll do it for the podcast. How about that? Or maybe not. We'll see. and this one you probably don't know too much about, but Death Note.
Never heard of it.
Okay. It's actually a manga, and it turned into an anime, and they've actually now released the Americanized movie of the anime, and people seem to be okay with it. I watched the trailer. I haven't seen the manga. I haven't read the manga. I haven't seen the anime, but I really liked this trailer. It looks pretty cool. And Willem Dafoe is actually going to be the villain, so that's cool. Mm. Yeah, kind of weird, crazy guy, as Willem Dafoe usually plays. So, yeah, hopefully not too many fans are going to be hating it, because sometimes when they do that kind of stuff, that huge switch, a lot of fans are like, you're ruining it. So, we'll see. So far, I think the reviews have been positive, at least from the trailer. But that's actually going to be a Netflix movie coming out, I think, this fall. They might have a date on it. I just didn't write it down. But, yep, that's coming out here soon. Speaking of other things coming out, Top Gun 2. Tom Cruise, I think earlier this year, he was on one of the late night shows. And they kind of talked about it. And he said, he's like, yep, it's in the works. It is. Yeah. It's coming. And so they're like, what? Because, like, not to people who knew that. And I don't know that they have too much of the storyline kind of, you know, drawn up yet. But they've given us a release date of July 12th, 2019. So,
what?
Yeah, 2 years. A little more than 2 years. But, yeah. So, it's coming, though. But, yeah, it would be cool to see, like, maybe his son kind of take up the role of the main guy. Because I think at the end, it was actually really late. Like, I want to say last year or so, I finally watched Top Gun. Super late to it, and a lot of people, you got to check it out. So it's like, all right, I watched it. It's good. I liked it. It was cool. Kind of senseless, not action flick, but whatever you want
to
call it.
Okay, it is for this, for what you're used to. I actually am kind of dating myself here. I actually saw it at the theater when it was running in the theater.
Yeah.
And it was good.
Yeah. A lot of people liked it. It was a huge thing. It was a huge thing at the time. So, yeah, and it seems pretty cool. I'm excited for the next one. Should be awesome. It's crazy that they haven't done it as a second one. It's super surprising by now, but hopefully it turns out good. Tom Cruise will be a part of it, so that's that you got going for it. And got one more thing, at least for me with movie news stuff. Movie's not coming out. Howard the Duck. James Gunn has officially came out and said there was no Howard the Duck movie in the works.
Good.
And so I was happy to hear that, because I'm not a fan of Howard the Duck, and I'm glad that there is no movie in the works. So if you're a Howard the Duck fan, sorry about you. Keep reading the comics. But yeah, that's all I got for movies. You got anything?
Just a couple. Flatliners came out back in 1990. It's a kind of more of a horror flick than it would be science fiction.
Okay.
But they're remaking that one, coming out in September of this year.
Hmm.
Another new Flatliners movie. And they're coming out with another Predator. And I thought they were rebooting the Predator. But The Predator comes out in August of 2018, and it's a sequel to the 1987 movie.
Okay.
So I was kind of glad to see they're not going to reboot something else and start over again.
Yeah, just making a sequel.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah,
that's all I have for movies.
Okay. Well, gaming, I'll try to go through real quick. Do you have any gaming stuff?
No, sir. Make it happen.
All right. Gaming, as a lot of you know, E3 happened, came and went. And as you know, if you watched E3, kind of disappointing. It's kind of sad. But unless you're an Xbox One fan, if you're an Xbox One fan, you loved it. Because they talked about the Xbox One X. It's a really, really strange name. But apparently it's crazy powerful. So, yeah, that's coming out, I want to say, later this year. I forgot the date on it because it's Xbox One. I was like, super powerful. It's essentially the next gen kind of thing. Because they do have Xbox One S, I believe, which is kind of powerful. It's kind of like the PS4 Pro. There are their combat next to it. It's their iteration of the PS4 Pro. And the Xbox One X is supposed to be like the next big thing. So, yeah, the naming of it's really strange. It doesn't make sense. I don't know. They're all over the place. But apparently it's super powerful. Some people will be buying it. The big thing is supposed to be 4K. That's supposed to be the huge, huge thing with the Xbox One. But actually, kind of find out, some analysts were talking about it. There's not too many people getting 4K televisions. Like, there's like 10% of the market. So maybe there's going to be, I think they said like 15% by the end of this year. But next year, it should be close to like 20% of, people at home will have 4K TVs. It's not for me. I'm more so going to go the VR route because that seems really cool.
Virtual reality?
Yes. Yep.
For TV?
Yeah, or TV, games. Gaming, all, wow. Everything. Yeah, VR is, yeah. I have a VR headset. It's awesome. I love it so much. It's
really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I got one for anniversary. So, yeah, super awesome stuff. Moving on, at least a few things exciting for me that I liked. Horizon Zero Dawn is having their first DLC. That's coming out. It looks really cool. Check it out. online. There's a trailer up and everything. It seems to be pretty exciting stuff. As well as God of War. They're going to be doing a... usually it's been Greek mythology. Now they're doing Norse mythology, which is pretty cool. He's got a huge beard, bald-headed guy now. He's going to be having more so like hammers and axes and stuff. So it'd be cool to kind of see that switch, you know, from the Greek mythology to Norse. So I'm excited for that. And Anthem, it's this other game essentially like Destiny. It looks just like it. You're like sci-fi kind of things, and you're got a jetpack, and you got a spacesuit, and you're shooting things and stuff. But it looks beautiful. And PS4 and Xbox, it's coming out for. So that's pretty exciting. But gaming stuff, that's all I got. Yeah, hopefully San Diego Comic-Con will be a lot more impressive than E3 was. And they don't have too much to shoot for, because E3 was kind of, yeah, lackluster. So, but yep, that's all I got for gaming.
All right. Yeah, I don't have anything else for games.
Color me surprised.
I do have a science news.
Science things. Love me some science things.
Like science stuff. Researchers have developed a solar paint that can absorb water vapors and split it to generate hydrogen, the cleanest source of energy.
So paint. What? So paint's going to be energy now? Interesting.
Let me read over some of this article, which I found in the ScienceDaily.com website. The paint contains a newly developed compound that acts like silica gels, which is used in satchels to absorb moisture and keep food and medicines, electronics fresh.
Okay.
Those little
things, donut
packs.
Yeah.
I read someplace you should keep those. You should keep those in stock. You can use them for other stuff.
Usually for like seasoning.
Oh, yeah. They're good in spaghetti sauce.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Kidding, folks. Do not eat them. Do not put them in spaghetti sauce. Disregard.
I do.
That was a joke.
I do.
All right.
Chuck Norris does.
It's because you're special.
Yeah. Chuck Norris does, too.
But unlike silica gels, the new material is a synthetic, I'm going to butcher this, molybdenum sulfite, which acts as a semiconductor and catalyst and splitting of water molecules into hydrogen and oxygen.
Thingamajig, sciencey stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They found that mixing the compound with titanium oxide particles leads to a sunlight-absorbing paint that produces hydrogen fuel from solar energy and moist air.
Moist. The more you know. Yeah, that's insane stuff. That's a lot of science things. It's over my head.
Yeah, I'm not going to go into it.
It's over my head, at least. But it's pretty cool. It's exciting things. I like new sources of energy. I'm excited for that. We'll see how that turns out in the near future. Did they say release or something? Or
what?
Like release, like when it's going to be?
No. This is still in the
earlier prototype kind of stuff.
Most definitely.
Okay.
And they're looking at the possibilities. They can use it in third world countries. They call it developing countries.
Yeah.
And desert area where there's high humidity.
Okay.
You know, things like that.
Lots of sun. Yeah.
By the ocean.
Okay.
We can absorb the moisture from the ocean.
Hmm.
So.
Cool.
I think it's pretty cool. It's a good idea.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's all I have.
Okay. That's all I have as well for all the things. No sciencey stuff on my end. But yeah, so as always, as we say almost every time, check us out on iTunes, Podomatic, Facebook. We're all over the place. We have even a Gmail account. And of course, you can always go to allaccessnerds.com and you go to /subscribe. And there we are with all the links. You can click, clack, and follow us and... stalk us everywhere. Please stalk us.
When they go to allaccessnerds.com, there's a button they can subscribe to?
Yeah, All Access Nerds.
Click on the button?
Yeah. Okay. It's all there. It's there. iTunes, you click it, and you'll be subscribed.
Because I'm lazy. I don't want to type all that stuff in.
Yeah. Yeah. All Access Nerds, it's there as well. Yep.
Sweet.
Yes. So, yeah, follow us. Let us know what your thoughts are on iTunes. Tell your friends about us, please.
Yes, pass the word.
Yes. It's the best way to people know. But yeah, that's all I got.
Well, this is Nick signing off for Ryan. Go forth and do great things. The following is an original story by the co-hosts of All Access Nerds. No reproduction of this story is permitted without the express written consent of the co-hosts of All Access Nerds podcast. Chapter 1. The Universe is Smaller Than You Would Think. The beginning of the story takes place 336 standard Earth years in our past. Rezin knew that he had to get home. He knew that he was past his curfew. His three elders had made it quite clear that he was supposed to be home, but he had just gotten his new StarCraft. He had to test it out. He had to open her up and see what she could do. And boy, was she fast. He loved his new craft, unlike anything he'd ever driven before. Granted, by his society, he was younger, and he still had a curfew, and he still had three elders that he had to answer to. But boy, this sure felt good to be free, flying through open space by himself. Just a little bit more time, he thought. Let me push it just a little bit faster. He sees the asteroid field. He knew where the asteroid field was. But yet, he purposely flew into it, weaving around the asteroids. The little ones bounced off his force field. A very strong force field. He loved it. No damage to his craft was going to happen. The bigger ones, he weaved around, going faster and faster. They were a blur. He was testing his reflexes. Rezin knew that he had to get home soon. As he turned his craft around, he realized that he had not looked to see where he was turning. And there, before him, was the largest asteroid he had ever seen, the size, some would say, of a small planet. He yanked his directional stick to the right as hard as he could and pushed it down, putting his craft into a dive. But it was too late. His shields hit the asteroid. He felt the entire ship come to a stop as it shuddered and the lights went out and the power dipped. He knew that he had messed up. Not only was he late, he just damaged his ship. The asteroid itself floated off in the opposite direction of his ship. The asteroid was floating off to space. It was not going to be his problem anymore. It was not going to cause any more damage to his ship. His shields had held up, but his ship was crippled. He wasn't going anywhere. And now he had to call his elders, have them come get him. The large asteroid, which we will call AC-983, drifted across the vast emptiness at a nice, slow, rolling trajectory to nowhere, at least for the first few hundred years. And then it gets caught by our sun's gravity, and then it begins to get pulled into our solar system. Very slowly at first, and picking up speed, it heads for our sun. But as fate would have it, before it reaches our sun, our Earth gets in its way.